Episode 1060, Do Not Fear.
Moms, needing a little inspiration and a ray of hope? You've come to the right place. This is the show that you can turn to for just the pick-me-up you need. This is Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by, T-Mac on the radio.
Happy, happy day. It's time to rise and shine and get your blood flowing because it is a ray of sunshine. Have you seen it outside? Okay, maybe you have to make up a little bit of that sunshine depending upon where you are in the world, but guess what? Do not fear. God's got you right here. For those of you who are brand new to Create Your Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already haven't had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy Everyday Solutions to Live, Love, and Impact. I got a question for you. How much is fear filling up your headspace? I want you to get out of your head. Do not fear, for God is here. When overwhelm has a grip on your heart and gut, what do you do to relieve the tension, to release that tension, to pull back and retract all feelings except fear? You hold on to fear. Fear shows up and you're all in. You're like, yes, this is my cheerleader. Fear tempts you with comfort and calm, knowing that if you do nothing to rock the boat, all will be status quo. All will be okay. You won't have to worry about anything because it is what it is. You'll eventually relax and stop fighting the fear. Fear becomes you. It's your new normal. Anything outside of fear is scarier. So why do we stay trapped in fear? We all go searching for that treasure. You know, have you ever been on a scavenger hunt? And you're like, you're finding that treasure. That one piece, you've got all the other nine pieces, but you've got this one and you're going to win the game. But it's this treasure. And you're on this hunt and you're like, oh, I can't figure it out. I've been to this house. I went to this store. We went to the park, wherever the map leads. The instructions tell you to go. And for some reason, you're just not finding it. You see, when fear creeps into our lives, that's what happens. It robs us of our treasures. And that can break us down. So why stay trapped in it? As your eyes look across the horizon this morning, what did your heart want to accomplish? What made you get up this morning? Not counting your responsibilities. We all have responsibilities. Whether it's to take the dog out, make sure the cat's fed, take care of the children, you know, pay the bills, whatever it is. Not counting those. But what really made you get up this morning? What's got your heart? But if you let fear consume you, where it hides in the little hurts and the trials of your days, how will you ever get to where you want to go? A lot of us remain there. Maybe you're there this morning, this afternoon. You're stuck in the same old, same old. And you've tried many times, many things, and for whatever reason, you just keep coming back. Why? Because fear's got you wrapped around its little pinky. And for some reason, you can't escape it. But you know, there is one way to escape fear. But you have to be willing to take a chance. I mean, if you really want to find the treasure, it is the Christmas season after all. We all have that wish, that longing for something more than what we have now, whatever it is. Fill in that blank right now in your heart. I want you to think about it. Because today is it. Isaiah 41:13 says this, "For I am the Lord your God who takes hold of your right hand and says to you, do not fear. I will help you." Okay, imagine in a much deeper voice and much more powerful. But think about that. The Lord your God says to you, grabs you by your right hand and says, I will help you. Do not fear. I want you to take a moment. I want you to close your eyes. I want you just to feel your breath. Now, you don't have to put your hand up to your mouth. I just want you to breathe. And I want you to be slow in your breathing patterns. Just relax in and exhale out. Just bring it down. Maybe you've got some nonsense happening around you, some distractions. You have the radio going. Well, obviously, you're listening to me. You have maybe the TV on. Maybe you even have kids in the background or you're cooking dinner right now. Maybe you're riding your bicycle. I just want you to hear the sounds around you. Know that they're there. But now I want you to block them out, and I want you to take a hold of your hand. Hold them together. And I want you to hold them tight. Feel it. And listen. For I am the Lord your God who takes hold of your right hand and says to you, do not fear. I will help you. You're not alone. God's got you. And he's got the mess that you're in. So today, guess what? Stand up tall. Smile as big as Mount Everest. Come on, you can do it. Raise those corners. Ah, it looks beautiful on you. Feel happiness flow through your body from head to toe. Do not fear. God's got you right here. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.